And you might say, if you had four of these, I had four
hog troughs.
Now, when a calf is being, maybe I better get the right term, I'm no farmer. the noise that a calf makes when it wants its mother, what do you call that?
Well, it just bawls.
And the noise a cow makes when you take the calf away from it?
Well, that's the same.
And how about the noise the cow makes when she's hungry? Any special word for that? Any difference?
No.
Still bawl?
Yeah, I guess that's about the same.
And how about the noise a horse makes when he's hungry?
Well, didn't they always used to say he'd whinny?
Why not?
You have a difference here. Do you ever nicker?
No. Well, no, I think we use the word neigh.
What do you call a hen that's on the nest trying to hatch?
Setting hen.
You call it a hatching hen?
Well, we just called it setting hen, didn't
yeah.
we?
Yeah.
Never call it a cluck?
No.
Well, I've heard that remark, but we never used it.
Or a brooder.
Okay. Yeah.
And what about the place where you keep the chickens at night? You keep it in the keep them in the
hen house.
How about the wooden containers that you transport the chickens to market?
Oh, that's
little boxes like
coop, chicken coop.
Oh.
We'd call the hen house a chicken coop where I'm from.
I know quite a few people do.
I kept asking for this and I can never get chicken coop, so I finally figured out what chicken coop was and started asking for the wooden box.
Yeah.
And get it that way.
I know though that there are parts of the country where they call a hen house a chicken coop.
Oh?
Yeah.
That's what my grandfather had.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
we always had the chicken coop was small.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just to pin them up when they was setting, want to set.
Well, the children have chicken for a meal. They like to get one special bone. And that's called the
wishbone.
Leg.
wishbone.
Yeah, they never call it the lucky bone.
No.
Or pulley bone.
No.
Wishbone. We always called it.
That's what we did too. Do you have any word for the parts of the insides of the pig or the calf that are edible? I mean, general word for all the parts, the liver and so forth.
No.
Never called it the chitlins.
No, we never do that. That's more south, isn't it?
Yeah, it seems to be in Ohio too, somehow.
Yeah.
Right?
No, we just always
call it parslets.
No.
Okay. And when you hear the cows lowing, you say it's getting near to what time?
Milking time.
Or would you say feeding? Chore?
Well, it could be chore time, yeah.
Now I'm going to ask you something which you may not remember or be able to do, but I'll ask it anyway. The call that you might make to cows to get them in from pasture, how would you call? Just pretend that you're calling for a minute. This has a variation.
When we used to call the cows.
How did you call them?
I think it was, this has all been so long ago. Silk cow, I think.
Silk.
Silk cow. Silk or something.